Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. One of the things I miss about a traditional landline is caller ID with name support. Years ago, when I switched out our landline from CenturyLink with a Verizon home phone service, paid the extra $1.50 for caller ID with name support, which is something you don't get on a mobile device. Obviously, if you have names in the phone book, you'll get those names. But if it's an unknown number, right, that's not in your phone book, then there's usually not a way to get the name. Now, I guess there are third-party apps that provide this, and my guess is on Android, because I don't think this is a function that Apple makes available through an API or whatever that you can then get that information from. But apparently, if you use these apps, that your information from your phone books are getting uploaded, the phone's phone book is getting uploaded to these services, and lo and behold, so information you may not have wanted out there one way or the other is now available through whatever these services are, these applications that expose it. And this presents a valuable lesson about the internet in general. Even if you decide not to publish information about yourself on the internet, if somebody else does, well, you have no control over it. And that's just the way it goes. And I don't necessarily like it either, but that's just the reality. You may not even know the information is there, which is probably why you should Google yourself every now and again, just to see what information is out there. And it's kind of frightening. Some of the information you can find, and I'm able to find stuff that I did on the interwebs 30 years ago, which shouldn't be surprising to anybody. Well, maybe not 30 years ago, but more than 25 years ago at least. You just have no control. And so it's, this is one of those situations where, what can you do about it? I don't necessarily like those apps. As I say, I don't think I can use them on iOS anyway, but I think it's, that just seems wrong. And, you would think that Google would spank these app providers for doing this. But because you may not want your information up in these services, and maybe you can opt out, I don't know. But the fact that it's even a question kind of tells me that this is maybe not a the approach that these apps take is probably not the most kosher. So just be aware of that when you're, I don't know, if all of a sudden you start getting random calls or you find your personal phone number on the internet when nobody else has, when you haven't published it yourself to any of these services, it can happen. So yeah, just be careful.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.